sweet May, the sun had not yet shone. I chanced upon a maiden fair who made a heavy moan. Why make you yet this heavy moan? And what doth all this mean? But all that she would ever say was John of Hazel Green. You're welcome to my house and lands, there I do confide, that you may have my eldest son to take you for his bride. Oh, I do not want your eldest son, for I am far too mean, and I intend to bride no one but John of Hazel Green. What for a man is Hazel Green? What for a man is he? He is a comely, proper youth I in my sleep did see, with arms so long and shoulder broad, a flower among his kin, with hair that hangs like links of gold, my John of Hazel Green. He took her by the lily-white hand and led her to the town. He bought her a sweep-tailed petticoat and it did sweep its ground. But silk and satin it did pale against her lovely sheen. And all the while she made a moan for John of Hazel Green. As they did ride the lengthy lane that took them from the town, up stepped John of Hazel Green and helped his lady down. Oh, 40 times he kissed her cheek, and 40 times her chin, and 40 times her rosy lips as he did lead her in. I must confess this is the maid I once saw in a dream, a-walking through a pleasant shade as fair as the cypress queen. My son, go hold your tongue, let talk and mourning be, for here I've brought a fair young maid who wants no one but thee. Today shall be your wedding day, and you shall dance this night. Here's health and happiness to all who dwell in Hazel Green.